We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes, let's read it. It's not a long article and not so difficult. And we'll organize a few things in the way we look at the world, the wisdom of Kabbalah, ourselves, and the Creator. Go ahead, Dudi.
The essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Before I go about elucidating the history of the wisdom of Kabbalah, conversed about by many, I find it necessary to begin with a thorough clarification of the essence of this wisdom, which I believe a few know. Naturally, it is impossible to speak of the history of something before we know the thing itself. Although this knowledge is wider and deeper than the sea, I will exert with all the strength and knowledge I have acquired in this field to clarify and illuminate it from all sides, enough for any person to draw the right conclusions as they truly are, leaving no room for error, as is often the case in such matters.
Questions? None. Okay, so let's continue. There will be.
What the wisdom is about. This question comes to mind of every right-minded person. To properly address it, I will provide a reliable and lasting definition.
Meaning he wants to scrutinize what this wisdom is about.
This wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence, following fixed determined laws that interweave into a single exalted goal, described as the revelation of his godliness to his creatures in this world.
He gives us a definition here. A precise definition that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence with the goal of this revealing his godliness to his creatures in this world. Yes.
And here there is a conduct of general and particular. General, the whole of humanity obligated to eventually come to this immense development, as it is written, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And he says, your teacher will no longer hide himself, and your eyes will behold your teacher.
Meaning the end of development of all of creation is that all human beings, everyone, with no exception as it writes here, will reach the attainment of the Creator, the adhesion with the Creator. Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. What exactly are these roots that hang down?
When the upper light comes from the Creator, and some very small desire to receive has awakened in order to reach the shape of the created beings. These are the upper roots that hang down and come through the worlds, Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, and build for us in this world the final results from which we start developing. When the will to receive that comes to the final form, which is the opposite of the Creator, from there he starts developing back. So in this expansion, in this development, we have a particular and the general, Dudi.
Particular, that even before the perfection of the whole of humanity, this rule is implemented in a chosen few individuals in every generation. These are the ones who are endowed in each generation with certain degrees of revelation of his godliness. These are the prophets and the men of God. And, as our sages said, there is no generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus you see that the revelation of his godliness is implemented in each generation. As our sages said, whom we find trustworthy, proclaim.
Yes, PT-19.
Good morning, all friends. The thing is that what does it mean fixed, determined laws that aim to one exalted goal? First of all, why do we need laws, and what are those laws?
We have a Creator that created the creation, and he wants creation, the created beings that are the opposite of him, in an opposite desire of him, that they specifically, because they exist in the opposite manner, separate, independent from him, they will come to attain him. When attainment can only be with equivalence of form, this means that they have to correct themselves in a way that they'll have the image of the Creator fixed in them, the same laws, even though they're opposite from the Creator. They'll correct themselves and learn how inside them they cultivate, they grow the Creator. These people are called the people of God.
There's the concept that I have not changed Havaya.
No. He gave the law and he will not break it?
Yeah, why is there no flexibility? Why is it so determined?
So, wait, hold on. You're asking about something else. We're never equal with you.
No, I determined the law and didn't change it.
Yes, the Creator determined the law that the creation has to be the opposite of him, and because he's entirely the will to bestow, so the entire creation is the will to receive, and from the will to receive, it has to come to be in equivalence with him. Also in the will to bestow, UK1.
Does it mean that the knowledge of the wisdom is as wide and as deep as the ocean?
It's because this wisdom, the wisdom of Kabbalah, incorporates inside it the entire nature of the Creator and the entire nature of the created being, meaning both the will to receive and the will to bestow, and the connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow, and all those transitions and connections between them. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah that comes from a state of being opposite from the Creator in the smallest will to receive. It explains to you how to come through one's development to in order from order to receive to be completely equal to the desire to bestow of the Creator. By that, the created being reaches the degree of the Creator. Everything is incorporated in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah 7.
Manishma Raf, espero estar haciendo la respuesta, la pregunta correcta. ¿Quiénes podrían considerarse los profetas de esta última generación?
I hope I'm asking correctly. Who are the prophets of the last generation?
Every person reaches this special spiritual degree is called by the name of this degree. That's it. That's why there are degrees in spirituality. When we rise to identify ourselves with the Creator, and this certain particular degree is called a prophet, prophecy. A prophecy is something a person receives according to this degree, and then he, according to the degree, is called a prophet. That's it. We'll learn that. There are many degrees, and we'll learn it. Next.
Continuing. The subtitle is The Abundance of the Partsufim, Sefirot, and Worlds. According to the above, a question arises. Since this wisdom has but one special and clear role, why is there an abundance of partsufim, sefirot, and interchangeable connections which are so prevalent in the books of Kabbalah? Indeed, if you take a body of a small animal, whose only task is to nourish itself so it may exist in this world long enough to procreate and carry on its species, you will find in it a complex structure of millions of fibers and tendons and psychologists and autonomists have found. And there is much there that humans have yet to find. From the above, you can conclude the vast variety of issues and channels that need to connect in order to fashion and reveal that sublime goal.
This means that in order to reach the understanding of the Creator, His actions from your deeds, we shall know you. We need many actions and many connections in order to understand Him, to feel Him, to attain Him, as it is written, to return until the Lord your God. I will understand Him entirely. That's why there is certainly on our behalf great work with patience, great patience. And this is how we nonetheless attain Him gradually in all His actions. And from His deeds, we really know Him. PT 23.
Todav.
Thank you, Rav. I look at the definition that Bala Sulam gives us, and he says that it is true, and then he gives us a very organized determination, explanation, and I don't understand one word. If we could read that thing again, that the wisdom exactly and explain it all word for word, what he writes there.
What the wisdom is about. This wisdom is no more than no less, meaning, what is it? Only a sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence, meaning gradually. They cascade from above downwards, determined laws that interweave into a single exalted goal. Meaning this whole cascade, the sequence is towards a goal, for us to attain a goal, described as the revelation of His godless to His creatures in this world. Yes?
What does it mean, a sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence.
What is a sequence of roots? We have roots. One root is the will to bestow, and one is the will to receive. That's it. And these hang down. They cascade, both of them. They come in all kinds of connections, crossings, from above downwards, until they eventually build us down, both our environment and us in it. So we learn this entire creation. There's the Creator, and there's the created being, the final result of Him. And from the Creator to the created being, the way it's made, that's what we're learning. Okay?
Thank you, that's more clear now.
That's good, ask, you should ask. There are no more questions, right, Dudi? Okay, so let's continue.
Subtitle, Two Conducts, From Above Downward and From Below Upward. This wisdom is generally divided into two parallel, equal, and identical orders, like two drops in a pond. The only difference between them is that the first order extends from above downward to this world. And the second order begins in this world and traverses from below upward precisely by the same roots and makeups imprinted at their root when they appeared from above downward.
Rega. Queens.
Hold on, Queens.
Queens.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Дорогой Рав, как бы...
Hello, Rav, dear world Кли.
...в этом мире, если...
How can I depict revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world? If this world is false,
we're talking about a human that according to all his corporeal senses, he lives in this world, in a state called this world, but he can develop in him, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, spiritual senses by which he will feel the spiritual world.
Kiev 1.
Раф, а что значит, что это две системы, как две капли воды похожи, которая идет сверху вниз?
What does it mean, two systems that are like two drops of water, that one from above downward and one from below upward? Because there's man's attainment.
That's very good. You're asking very nicely. From above downwards, there is a cascading from completeness, from wholeness to unwholeness. Partialness, and from below upwards there's an ascent from unwhole to be whole, from below upwards. So if from above downwards there's only a descent of forces, of discernments, from below upwards we already have the ascent of the Adam. Meaning, as the will to receive rises from below upwards, it rises through his desire, through its effort, through its man. That's why what he attains in each and every ascent is he's building himself from these same forces that are in all these degrees from the descent from above downwards. In each and every degree, each and every step, there are negative and positive forces. And when a human rises from below upwards, he connects these two forces, the negative and the positive, and he's incorporated within them. That's why he builds himself more and more by these degrees as he climbs them until he reaches the final correction.
Okay.
What does it mean that he attains by raising man?
He attains through his deficiencies. Within his deficiencies, he's attaining the degrees of the Creator. The Creator seemingly divided himself to 125 degrees, and the man now goes and he is attaining these degrees one by one.
Ну, все-таки вот то, что сверху вниз и снизу вверх. Мы же говорим о том, что работа снизу вверх, она как бы...
The fact that it's from above downward and below upward. We always say that the work is from below upward. It increases the abundance that comes from the Creator 620 times. So why is it similar like two drops of water?
Because if you're in a certain ladder and in a certain degree, so in your degree, where you are, from below upwards, you attain what's there from its descent, from above downwards. In that same level of the ladder you're in, right, in that degree, there you attain what's happening in that degree. What was brought down from above downwards to this degree, you attain as you climb from below. That's all. He's explaining this in a very simple way. There is really nothing complicated here, except for patience and persistence. Okay. Moscow one.
Yes.
Last question.
Какая-то дополнительная ценность в том, что мы собираем это вместе.
Is there some extra value or meaning that we're doing it together as a group, as a humanity, building this picture together?
By that, you make up an image of the Creator that will be clarified for all of you together. When you connect all of you as one man in one heart, as in one desire, before it broke, it was one. So you will connect. And in that same desire, you will feel yourselves and the Creator being in complete adhesion. Yes, Dudy.
To continue, Vlad, this addition that comes from below upward, from man, from the ten, from humanity, when we ascend, is there some kind of something similar from above downward, or is it something completely new?
620 times more. The fact that we, in our efforts, we rise, climb on that same ladder, and we reach from unwholeness to wholeness, from imperfection to perfection, then we reach the revelation of the Creator 620 times more than what lies within these degrees from above downwards. Seemingly, we have it, well, I don't know how to say it in short. When we rise in those same degrees from imperfection to perfection, through all these problems, the obstacles, we discover Him. What does that mean, 620 times more? Inside Naran Chai, we discover. This is Naran Chai of Naran Chai of Naran Chai. This is 620 times more. We reveal Him. We discover Him in a way that the way He wants to be revealed in us, but we discover Him fully. Otherwise, we can't discover. Why is this whole process made from above downwards, from below upwards?
When we rise from below upward, that's called attainment.
But you invest strength in that, of separation between darkness and light, and by you trying to combine them, and you're doing that along with others, against the shattering between you, and against the rejection from the Creator, you turn to Him, and together, all of you, you attain His internality, which is something you cannot discover differently.
Investing our mutual forces in the Ten and Soul, revealing the Creator from below upward, is there a parallel process from above downward to that?
The parallel process is when all these forces come down from above downwards to us and awake us to start they start provoking us to not climb from below upward. Maybe I don't understand you.
He raises two orders, from below upward and above downward. From below upward, there's the addition of man's efforts.
Yes.
What's the parallel order from above downward? Or is it an addition that doesn't exist on this ladder?
It exists in the fact that the Creator made that concealment. It provokes us, stimulates us.
That's the root of attainment?
Concealment is the reason for us being able to invest forces against the concealment in connection, in adhesion, and to correct the concealment, to correct the separation, the distance between us, and by that we attain the Creator. Seemingly the same shape of the Creator is something we can't attain without our exertion. That's clear. But there is beyond exertion here. I'll find the words. Where are we? Oh, wait, hold on. Yes, there are more questions. Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, спасибо. Извините еще раз за вопрос. Вот когда система сверху вниз не сходит.
When the system cascades from above downward, that's clear that it can at one moment fill the ascent, but when we ascend, it's not clear what it means that we're ascending. Isn't it more correct to say that?
Don't be so smart. Listen to what the Kabbalists tell you. Don't start with your philosophies here. We climb, we rise by us wanting to connect between us. This is the meaning of reaching a higher degree, and we feel, we understand that we are incapable of that. On the contrary, the more we start trying to connect between us, we suddenly feel how much the quarrel, the forces of rejection increase, and then we turn to the Creator and demand. We're asking of Him to connect us. That's how it works. That's it. Don't put in your philosophies into that. There is no such a thing, what you're saying. It's simply a place for confusion. Listen to what he writes. Don't add.
Вопрос можно еще?
Хакия, если вот. Зихрон.
Hold on, I have others. Зихрон.
Кен, шалом, рав, туда.
Hello, thank you. He writes in the article that it's like two drops of water, from above downward and from below upward. So the order of revelation from below upward is the same order like the development of the light from above downward?
No, it's not an order that the way it happened in the upper degree, it happens in the lower. That's the first, and here's it's the first. No. But these orders go by the same style, the same fashion. Every time a greater desire is being revealed from below upward, it's just as a greater desire used to be revealed from above downwards.
So only in that it's similar.
Yes.
I see.
PT9.
What's the role of this complexity of creation?
It's not complexity. It simply stems from the Creator and the created being are opposite of each other. You have to build a system of connection between the two. And then we learn about this system of connection that has been established between the two. And so what can you do for them to connect, to be identical, even though they're the opposites? That's the reason of the complexity, the difference of form.
I mean, let's say there were billions of details. Obviously, there's more, but those billion of details, we're not learning about all of them. We're advancing from the connection between us. So why do we need a billion details and not like a million or a thousand?
The connection between quantity and quality?
He's asking here about all the Patsufim, Sfirot Olamot. Why are there so many Sfirot and worlds that the wisdom of Kabbalah is filled about them? So I didn't understand this answer.
It's not that it's good or bad. It's essential for the created being to have an opportunity to overcome the small desires that appear in him. If the desires would be greater, he wouldn't be able to overcome them. That's why the tiniest desires appear in the created being. Then the created being can use them to overcome, to work with them. Now, in what way it appears in us? We see, we feel that even the smallest desire, if it goes against our nature, we're incapable of accepting it. That's why they write that it's 125 degrees and that, but it's many, many more. Yes.
So there's a billion of tiny desires that one by one we have to go over and correct them?
Yes, yes. In each and every moment, yes. That's how it works, in a discrete manner.
Internet.
Internet.
Question from Latin 12. What does it mean to ascend through the exact same path that came from the root when they appeared from above downward?
Just as the will to receive was built, was created by the upper light from above downwards in a gradual manner, appearing more and more and more until it reaches a form that is the opposite, complete opposite of the light, yes? That's considered to be in this world. So, we should understand that our path from below upwards is the opposite.
Question from France. Is the border between spirituality and corporeality determined by the extent of arvut between us? Is that a correct way to check it?
Yes, corporeality and spirituality. I'm not sure what you're talking about when you say corporeality. Usually, corporeality is in order to receive and spirituality is in order to bestow. Corporeality and spirituality, corporeality as we feel in this world is not the same as we refer to in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because this world entirely is called an imaginary world. It has no, neither in the will to receive nor in the will to bestow, it has no discernments.
Question from Latin 8. Between these two processes that are taking place, the Creator's concealed in all of them?
Concealed from who? From below upwards. When we talk about the descent of the degrees, there are no created beings yet. So who is he concealed from? And from below upwards, yes, we can talk according to the ascent of the will to receive of man in these degrees. From below upwards, here we are talking about the revelation of the Creator according to these degrees.
Last question from Italy 3. Do we have to correct 8 billion desires?
It will be corrected. I'm not concerned about that. One should care about the way he will correct himself. In his 10, then he will see what the Creator presents before him. Okay, friends, so where are we, Dudi?
Maybe we should read from the beginning of the paragraph. Two conducts, from above downward and from below upward.
Okay.
This wisdom is generally divided into two parallel, equal and identical orders, like two drops of water in a pond. The only difference between them is that the first order extends from above downward to this world, And the second order begins in this world and traverses from below upward precisely by the same roots and makeups imprinted at their root when they appeared from above downward. The first order is called the order of the descent of the worlds and Partsufim and Sfirot in all their occurrences, whether lasting or transient. The second order is called attainments or degrees of prophecy and Holy Spirit. A person rewarded with it must follow the same trails and inlets and gradually attain each detail and each degree precisely by the same rules that were imprinted in them upon their emanation from above downward. This is so because the matter of revelation of godliness does not appear at once, as with the revelation of corporeal things, but gradually over a period of time, depending on the cleansing of the one who attains, until one discovers all the degrees that are prearranged from above downward. Because they come in an order of attainment, one after the other, and one above the other, as the rungs of a ladder, they are called degrees.
Yes. So again, all we have is Kiev. Well, Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, it's written here that revelation of godliness depends
on the screen a person has when he guards his will to receive, to only be in order to bestow. Other questions? None. Well, so Dudi, maybe we should move on.
Let's go to the next part of the lesson.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos juntos. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long. Cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation. Separe en nuestros corazones, tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos. todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contentos, que somos todos uno.